Make sure my mic is right. Okay, let's get it.
I'm a man in the house, purposely. I'm a dad and a spouse. I could have break about all the cash in the account, but none of that amounts to the fact that your boy is the man of the house.
Welcome or welcome back to the Man of the House podcast. I am your host, Jason Tyree. I am a husband of almost 18 years, father of four, and I'm honored to bring y'all this podcast. Bit of transparency. I almost didn't want to do it today. I almost didn't want to do this podcast today, not because I'm feeling mentally down. For those who've been following the podcast from the beginning, been going through quite of a mental journey, if you will. But this is not related to that. It's just physically out of it. And I'll talk a little bit more in depth about that. Actually, I can talk about that now. The weekend came along and the weather's nice. And it just seemed like the perfect weekend to just get out of the house, do things, go away, chill, relax, all of that. None of that really happened for me. I just been stuck in the bed really all weekend. Today was worse than yesterday. I don't think I got out of the bed until like 2-3 o'clock this afternoon. It was really weird. But starting to feel better. And I'll continue to monitor my health this week. I don't know if I was just burnt out or what, but it was just very odd and very weird. And yeah, I feel pretty crummy about this weekend, to be honest. And not just this weekend, but quite a few weekends. Which I guess I'll dive into it now. Working, what a lot of people probably don't realize or know is that I have a 9-to-5 and that takes up about 40 hours a week. Then I have, I don't like calling it my side business. But for the lack of a better term, we'll say side business, my freelance business. Okay, that's better. I have that as well. And that takes up about anywhere between 20 to 40 hours a week. So now you're looking at 60 to 80 hours a week of working. And then on top of that, being a husband and a father, which I'm not counting that as work per se, but it's still a role that I inherited and have to take into consideration. And that's just three things. I haven't mentioned the other legs and avenues of leadership that I'm involved in and different groups and different clubs and stuff like that that I'm involved in, which is why for the past couple of weeks, I've been really looking at this, talking to my therapist about it, and just got to start doing some spring cleaning in my life and turning down quite a bit of stuff so I don't get burnt out. So yeah, there's that. But as you can see, the title of this week is Spaceship. Interesting title. But before I get into that, again, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, hit the notification bell. If you're listening or watching on Facebook, make sure you follow the page, the Tyree Fam. Matter of fact, let me just go ahead and put this ticker down here. Follow us on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter at the Tyree Fam. I'm starting to post more episodes on my personal Facebook account. If you want to follow me there, it's the Jason Tyree. Yeah. What a day. What a weekend. Not in a great way either. I think what's very interesting about this is that not only do I use this podcast to educate and kind of give insight into what a man of the house goes through, but you're kind of getting this in real time as well. There's probably going to be quite a few pauses than normal in this podcast because I really didn't prepare to do a podcast today. I was really considering not doing a podcast, but I was like, no, I got to be consistent because I'm trying to take this podcast somewhere. But in the midst of me just laying in bed and struggling this weekend, I started to really put myself on a guilt trip. And the guilt trip that I put myself in was, man, all throughout the week while I'm working, I'm sitting there saying, man, I want to take my family out. I'm going to do stuff. I want to have one-on-one dates with my kids and things like that. And this would be the perfect weekend, especially with it warming up and stuff like that, to really take advantage of. And absolutely none of that happened this week, and I'm trying not to beat myself up about it, but it happens. And excuse me. Also, in going to church or being around other dads and seeing how they operate and how involved they are with their kids, and not just their kids, but their kids' friends. I try my best not to compare myself to those dads. But it's hard sometimes as well. It's like, yo, their dad takes them places. Their dad, they're more involved. And I don't feel like I am as involved as I could be in my kids' lives, which in turn make them extremely bored. Now, I have to also understand that they are their own individuals, especially my teenagers. And they have options out here. They have options. They be glued to their devices. But then I start to beat myself up again. It's like, I'm the one that's supplying them the devices, right? I'm the one that's supplying them all this freedom, things like that. I don't know. It's a constant battle, and I don't have answers. If y'all have answers, especially the more experienced dads, hit up the comment section, man. I just want to hear from y'all. yeah, it's challenging sometimes to not keep up with the Joneses And sit there and say, man, I wish I can be the fun dad or the dad that just so spontaneous. All right, everyone, pack up their things. We're going to go to the beach this weekend and stuff like that. And I don't even want to keep leaning in on the excuse that I didn't have an active dad in my life growing up. I don't want to keep leaning on that because I think sometimes we overuse that as an excuse. Like, oh, since I didn't have a dad in my life, this, that, and the third. Like, you can only use that for so much, to be honest with you. You know. I don't know. I think for the first time this year, which is weird, but in a way it's also good. For the first time this year, I can kind of say, all right, I'm ready to start my year. We're in March, we're almost in April. All right, April is in a couple of weeks. And for me to say that sounds so weird. But if y'all only knew the hell that I had to go through to get it to this point, it will make more sense. And the fact that I'm able to say I'm ready to start the year is a blessing. Because when I look back and see where I was 3 months ago, my God. Sheesh. I will say this too. 2024 is zooming by. Like, this year is going by so fast. So fast. This has been a crazy fast year. But, you know, just I really got to think of some things we can do this year. It's on the bucket list. One thing that I've been really thinking about for a couple of years now is visiting Tulsa, Oklahoma. My family and I went, for those who don't know, I went to Oral Roberts University, which is in Tulsa, Oklahoma. My freshman year was 1999. Woo! 25 years ago. Lord have mercy. Yeah. 99, 2000 was my first year in college. Graduated in 2003. In 2003, I met my wife, then girlfriend, Lashana. And we got married in 2006. Had a few kids. Had 3 out of the 4 kids in Oklahoma. And then we moved to Richmond. For me, moved back to Richmond in 2013, 11 years ago. So we spent, I would say I spent about 10 extra years after graduation in Tulsa. So if I add up the college years and the years after college, I was in Tulsa for 14 years. So it's not like, oh, let's just go to Tulsa because I heard about Black Wall Street. Listen, I knew about Black Wall Street before the masses did. And it wasn't something I was looking for. When you go to Tulsa, I can't even say that because when you go to Tulsa, especially for college, you're not automatically privy to the Black Wall Street history. I just so happened to attend a church that just started in the heart of where Black Wall Street was located. Like in 1999, as I'm a freshman in college, a church just started in the heart of Black Wall Street, and it was named Greenwood Christian Center. which is now today known as Transformation Church. Shout out to Mike Todd and that amazing church that has grown leaps and bounds. Okay. But the Greenwood Christian Center, which was founded by Bishop Gary McIntosh and Pastor Debbie McIntosh, they started it in the heart of Black Wall Street. So that's how I knew about Black Wall Street before the masses. And what's crazy is I knew Mike since he was like in middle school, and to see him as this mega pastor now is, I'm not surprised. Let's just say that I'm not surprised, but it's still amazing to see how the church has just grown. Anyway, didn't mean to even get off on that tangent, but the whole thing is trying to plan things for this year. And I was like, man, we need to go back and visit Tulsa, because I haven't been back to Tulsa since 2013, since we left. So definitely want to make a trip back there. Where else? I just want to get away. I need to get away. I need to make some trips. Whether it's I don't know, the beach somewhere. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Gotta also get my kids, my son, he has to retake his driver's test so he can get his permit, so we can really get the ball rolling with him. And my oldest daughter, I'm gonna get her used to being behind the wheel a little bit, because come January, she'll be eligible to take her test. Just crazy. It's gonna happen back to back. This is crazy. So yeah, there's that as well. My youngest, she's about to turn 9 next month, so we gotta prepare for her birthday. Man, Easter's on its way. It's a lot. It's a lot that's about to happen. 18th year anniversary is coming up in May. So quite a few things. Before I forget, matter of fact, let me pull up something while we're doing this. Yeah, so I'm just thinking about different things to do this year. And it doesn't have to necessarily be out of the state or anything like that. It can be in state. It can be, you know, wherever. It's just a lot. Okay, wait a minute. I'm trying to see something here. Sorry for those who are listening. I'm sure y'all like, what in the heck is going on? All right, my internet connection is acting weird, so I got to alternate and do something else. Hang tight. But while we're hanging tight, I just want to thank you guys again for those who've been tuning in. I want to give shout outs. That's what I want to do. I want to give a shout out to the people, and I'm not going to be able to name everybody, but I definitely want to start off by saying Stacy Riddle. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. It may be weird because when the podcast goes live, like the way Facebook shows it, it shows as if I'm recording at that moment. I am not. I have recorded hours before you're seeing it. So that's why I'm not as engaged in the comment section until much later. But thank you, Stacy, for tuning in. Jessica, I don't want to mess up the pronunciation of your last name. So I'm going to say Jessica M. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Of course, my mom tends to find it. She She comments, love you, mama. And quite a few others that I may have been missing. I thank y'all for checking it out. I'm going to look now to see if there's any questions. If not, I'm going to go ahead and conclude this episode because I still feel a little down, to be honest with you. Travel, date. Look at that. Jessica even said the last episode, travel, date your spouse. I'm looking forward to it. You know? Yeah. I got to. Stacy, by the way, thank you for your recommendation for the core group for men. I think I got your message well after the fact, but I think they were live or something. I missed it. I apologize. Also, let me just throw this disclaimer out, and I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. Wow, that ticker has been going on the whole time. I did not know that. Hide. All right. Wow. You can tell I'm struggling today. Well, last thing I do want to say is for those who are hitting up my DMs, whether it's on Facebook or Instagram, I'll say it again. It is the absolute worst way to contact me, mainly because Facebook thought it was cool to have a separate app for Messenger instead of just including it in the app. All right, Zuckerberg. But I try to stay away from DMs. I'm not saying that. My thing is this. If there's many ways that I can eliminate any type of temptation or avenue, and I'm not saying I'm tempted to slide in people's DMs and create mess, stuff like that, but I don't even, why have, even have a molecule of an opening? So as a husband of almost 18 years, I really don't be in my DMs. So if you're trying to contact me through there, it ain't happening. I may see it months after the fact. I do plan on like looking in it soon, and I'm pretty sure I'm gonna see some messages from like Christmas. I hope y'all weren't asking for anything dire need or life altering. Like, oh my gosh, Jason, please respond to this tomorrow. I will say that I did see the comments of the people who hit me up in the DMs after I sent my post out in December about me not being okay. I did see them, and I believe I replied to some, if not all of them. So I did see that. But other than that, man, I guess the best way to hit me up is through a comment section of a post that I make recently, or if you got my, well, I would say if you have my number, but I told you I work about 60 to 80 hours a week, so email is the best way. Email is the best way. Those who want to email me personally, you can email me at jason@amancalledjason.com. That's the best way to hit me up. And if it's business related, start there, and then I can direct you to the email address you need to use. Anywho, I'm struggling. I'm going to conclude this. Thank y'all. I don't even know how this episode's going to turn out. Because I am hanging on by a thread, guys. Anywho, I hope you guys have an amazing week. And spring is on the way. So thankful that daylight savings has allowed me to not drive home at night using my high beams at 5 a.m., 5 p.m. That was just ridiculous. Anywho, enjoy your week. Talk to y'all next week. Peace.